Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord for another opportunity to be present in His presence. Also, I want to use this privilege to our opportunity to appreciate my spiritual parents in the Lord, though unavoidably absent, but their presence is all over here. Please join me and let's celebrate our Father in the Lord. No, you don't have to do that because they are not here. The way you celebrate them in their absence has more value. Somebody put your hands together. Let's celebrate our Father and our Mother in the Lord. Okay, let's say to them wherever they are, say that their mommy will love you. Celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate our pastors who are present. My God, is that how you, what's going on? Is that how you celebrate your pastors? Okay, let's celebrate the choir. Let's celebrate the choir. You see, the clap now is increasing. Let's celebrate the choir. Politics everywhere. Amen. Amen. Pastor Harry, thank you for that fireful prayer. Amen. All right, this evening my assignment is short and simple. And we trust God that every ear will be blessed tonight. Somebody say amen. This evening we are considering the topic, understanding the Father's blessing. Understanding the Father's blessing. There's this song that just keep ringing in my spirit ever since this topic was given to me. This song by Elijah. If this is the way you father me, I love the way you father me. If this is the way you father me, I love the way. Quiet, let's sing it 1 minute. If this is the way, oh,
father me,
I say,
this is the way you father me.
Oh,
I love the way you father me.
I say,
this is the way you father me.
Oh,
I love the way you father me.
I say, if this is the way
you father me.
Oh,
I love the way you father me.
If this is the way,
this is the way you father me.
Oh,
I love the way you father me.
If this is the way,
this is the way you father me.
Oh, I love the way
you father me.
I say, this is the way
you father me.
This is the way
you father me.
I love the way
you father me.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege of being a father. Thank you for how you've been fathering us. We pray tonight as we look through the in-depth insight of the word fatherhood tonight, we pray that the blessings of the Father will rest on us. Everyone tonight will go home with an evidence of this blessing. To the glory of your name, in Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say amen. The Father's, understanding the Father's blessing. Having a broader knowledge of the Father's blessing. And I want us to know that the concept of a father's blessing originated from God and handed over to man. If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, we're going to be doing a lot of reading, so you help me to read faster. Genesis chapter 1, we'll read 26 to 28. The Bible speaks, and God says, the image of God created him, male and female created. I can't hear you. Let's go. And God blessed them. And God said to them, subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea. Somebody say amen. Now look at it. Mighty to bless you. From Genesis to Revelation, anytime God wants to begin a thing with a man, a new realm, dimension of life, the first thing he does is to deposit never done anything with any man without first of all depositing his blessing. Somebody, understand that there's a difference between the blessing and the blessing. Someone say there's a difference. There is a difference between the blessing and the blessing. People mind quickly run into blessings, but there is a big difference between the blessing and the blessings. Pray for the blessings. All of us pray for the blessings. But if you will understand the mystery of the blessing, you will focus more on the blessing than nice cars. All these are, know them. But when we talk about the blessing, on an individual to make you successful, somebody say amen. When we talk about the blessing, what are we talking about? It is God's ability coming upon a man. What is the blessing? The blessing is the ability God help you require to become what God wants you to become. Somebody said the blessing. Succeed and to win. Somebody said the blessing. supply. Somebody said the blessing. So whenever the Bible says, according to the book of Proverbs, that the blessing of the Lord, watch this. And sending him forth to become a blessing. That's the dominion mandate. And the Lord blessed them. In the content of the blessing, be fruitful. Products of the blessing. Now, which is greater, the blessing or the blessings? This thing started with God. But remember, the essence in for the continuity of God's purpose and plan. In other words, that is why you must understand man and how to walk with man. But none of us have seen God. So, in every stage and season of your life, God position the man in your life so if you talk about the blessing of God and you cannot trace it in God conferred it upon man, and man becomes a child. Let's look at Genesis chapter 12. If you have your Bible, you read. From verse 1. Hallelujah. The Lord has kindred from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will do what? My God, I will bless you. And make thy name great. My God, thou shalt be a blessing. And curse him that cursed you. In thee shall Abraham in your life. And you are still looking for God to be blessed. You would die. Listen, you may die. Because God is concerned. He has positioned a channel through which his blessing will flow through to all the families of the earth. To somewhere. So this thing was a process, a principle that God put in place. And because an object of ridicule is not the blessing. One of the things the blessing does is that the blessing makes your heart ground to be fruitful. Somebody say amen. As a matter of fact, a man, a woman that carry the blessing can succeed anywhere. Somebody say anywhere. When the blessing of God is upon you as a lady, it doesn't matter how ugly you are, brother. Before men, you will become the most beautiful. Somebody say amen. Push your neighbor, say neighbor, you need the blessing. You need the blessing. I can tell you that one of the major missing ingredients in most people's life is the blessing. Somebody say the blessing. Why? Because even though you have a legal right to the blessing, but you have ignored the process and the principle that gives access to the blessing. Say amen to that. Like I said, you have Abraham in your life. And you ignore Abraham and you are running everywhere looking for blessing, you will die unblessed. And that is how many of us is. We have Abraham in our life, but we are still running around like a horse that have missed their path. When God called, he called Abraham alone. Someone say Abraham alone. But the Bible said there was this young man by name Lot, who was smart and was very sensitive. When he saw Abraham moving, he realized that there is something about this man that I will not get to miss. The Bible says, and Lot also went with him. Someone said Lot went with him. Now, it doesn't matter whether Lot was under a curse. It doesn't matter whether Lot was a broke man. It doesn't matter whether Lot is an illiterate or whatever. So long as Lot was attached to Abraham, the blessings of God will naturally flow into his life. Am I communicating? Now, Abraham carried Lot along, but their blessings become so big that the land no longer contained two of them. Am I communicating here? Because of the blessing that Abraham carried, Lot became so blessed that the cattle. Now, Lot have servants, Abraham have servants, Lot have flocks, Abraham. So every blessing that Abraham had, because Lot was attached to Abraham, all the blessing was also flowing Lot. To a point that the land was no longer contained. But look at where Lot missed it. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the blessing that made Lot. But at a point in Lot's life, Lot thought that I have arrived. Lot thought that I can do without this man. I made it. Who is big is big. Someone said, don't be like that. Who is big is big. And Abraham, out of his ancient wisdom, said to Lot, let there be no strife among us. The land is broad. You can choose for yourself the side and the angle to go to. Now look at Lot. I can tell you earlier before now, when Abraham makes suggestion, Lot will say to Abraham, you are my senior, you are my father. I have no right over this issue. Just tell me what to do, I will do it. But when Lot felt he has arrived, Lord said, okay, if that is what you want, you know, he now began to change his accent. I began to add funet to the grammar. And the Bible says he lifted his eyes and looked towards the plain that was near Sodom. The grass were green, but he never knew there were serpents in the grass. Somebody say amen. Lot became a victim of circumstances because he began to despise his Abraham. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says he chose the greener pasture, but he never knew that all that glitter were not gold. Somebody say amen. Now, two things happened to Lot. Number one, that mindset of arrival robbed him of his genuine connection to the grace of Abraham. Two, if he had allowed Abraham to choose first, the covering of Abraham would have still been under Lot. But Lot thought that it was my intellect, it was my creativity, it was my skill that had brought me this far. And the Bible says he chose before his father Abraham. Brothers and sisters, a man entered a nation with, what are you talking about? If you talk of cattle, he has it. You talk of silver and gold, he has everything you can think of. In fact, Lot was like a nation inside a nation, to a point where before there is an issue, before there is a meeting in this nation, they will consult Lord, because he was an elder in the city. But because he chose his path without considering the father figure of Abraham, the covering grace, the blessing that God put upon Abraham that was covering Lot departed. And as soon as that happened, Lot was exposed to the scorching and the attack of the enemy. Somebody say amen. As soon as he left in chapter 14, if you know your Bible, you know history very well. The Bible says some kings rose up against Sodom and Gomorrah and besieged the city. They first of all ravaged the city. Brothers and sisters, because when the covering is out of your life, lions will come after you. You may not know what is covering you until you are out of the covering. Then you will now see the reality of life. You might be under the cover ignorantly. You play over it. But until you are out of the covering, then you know that this thing is not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that this nation besieged Sodom and all the nations around it, conquered the nation and left with all their silver and their gold, their cattle. But when Abraham heard, because of his love for his brother, Abraham, you know, carried his 312 or 18 trained soldiers in his house and went after five kings. Sir, 318 unarmed men went after five kings and their soldiers that were armed and conquered them and rescued everything that was stolen. Sir, it's not by the arm of flesh. It was by the covering of the blessing of God that was upon Abraham. He said, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that... In other words, anybody that joke with you will die. When the blessing of God is upon a man, sir, you will be coming as one man, but your enemies will be seen thousands following you at the back. Ayakapatosha. So the blessings mobilize forces on your behalf. That's why when you see a man that carry the blessings, I fear that man. If you touch him by mistake, you will die by correction. You can't fight a man that has the blessing and not fail. It's not possible. Even in his error, even in his weakness, even if you catch him doing something you think is not good, if he rises up and speaks over you, it will affect you. Am I communicating here? So Lot, first of all, was attacked, and he recovered the first one. But it wasn't too long. God said, I'm hearing some noise I don't like. This Sodom and Gomorrah, what I'm hearing is not too good. Let me go check it out. Now, when he was coming, God was coming, he still passed through the road from the man who was carrying his blessing. So am I communicating here? If Lot was under the covering of the blessing, sir, the first place God would have gone to was to the house of Lot, who was very close to Sodom. But he left that road and followed the road of the man who was carrying his covenant. And you know the story. He came to Abraham. After Abraham must have given him pepper soup and all that, they finished eating and all that, and they blessed him with a song. On their way going, they said to Abraham, they said to themselves, we will not hide this thing from our friend Abraham, seeing he is going to teach his generation to come to fear the Lord. And they turned to Abraham and said, Abraham, we are having a concern now. We are on a mission we want to tell you. He said, what is it, sir? He said, the voices we are hearing from Sodom and Gomorrah is not too palatable. We want to go check it out. If we get there and what we are hearing is true, we will not spare the land. And instantly Abraham took the posture of an intercessor and began to intercede and say, Lord, far be it from you that you will destroy the righteous with the wicked. Who was he referring to as the righteous? He knew there was only one brother with his family members. And in his mind, he thought that maybe Lot must have converted one or two, three persons. So he felt that no how, with all the effort of Lot, at least there will be like 10 righteous people in that land. If he had known that Lot had no convert. I want to speak to somebody now. Now, God came to destroy a nation. If Lot had some convert, he would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah. Push your neighbor, say, where is your convert? He has no convert. Even his in-laws did not believe in him. He wasn't a good Christian, sir. A Lot wasn't a good Christian. But watch this. Abraham said to God, if you see 50 men in the land, will you still destroy them? He said, no. If I see 50. Now, the way God answered, if I see 50, Abraham knew that there may not be any 50 persons in that land. So he reduced it. He said, what about 45? God answered the same kind of way. He said, no. Isn't this thing is serious? He came down to 40. He came down to 30. He came down to 10. To Abraham, he said, no. If my brother Lot, at least with the wife, with the three children, or two children, with their in-laws and their children, it will be up to 10. But Abraham didn't know that Lot has no convert. Sir, there are some days in your life, might be your convert that will save you, sir. Push your neighbors anymore. You need some convert. You need some convert. Now, the Bible says, they left and Abraham went back. He was expecting to hear good news. Somebody will hear good news. But watch this. He was disappointed. Because as soon as he turned his back, it wasn't a few hours from then. Watch what happened. The Bible says, as soon as the angel landed and entered the house of Lot, something began to happen. The same thing God was hearing in heaven began to happen right on earth. And the Bible said, the men of the city came to Lot and said, we saw two men walk into your house. Bring them out. Let's teach them a lesson. You see this homo thing, nobody today. Nobody today thing. They said, bring those men. Let's use them for some night experiment. And Lot said, men and brethren, you can't do no such thing. Evil is already in the land. You want to put it on the head of strangers. He said, I have two daughters who are virgins. I can give them to you. One man said, these Somo men, with all the fine G's that is all over the town. Now, what are they looking for from the back? Somebody shout fire. Evil. I have two daughters that are virgins. They say we don't need them. Now the men we want. And Abraham, Lot was still trying to negotiate with them. The Bible said that we are trying to push the door open. The angel of the Lord held the hand of Lot and threw him inside. And do like this and throw on the men. All of them went blind. They now knew that these men are not ordinary men. And the Lord said to Lot, Lot, make haste, run for your life. For this thing we heard is true. This land is evil and they must die. But can I tell you, our world is more evil now than then. A man said, if God don't apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, it will be an injustice if he didn't rain down stone on this generation. Because we don't worse now. But thank God for grace. Someone say, thank God for grace. Thank God for the blood. Anytime God lifts fire to throw, he will see the blood. And he will pass over. But days are coming when the blood will no longer speak. Somebody say amen. Now in conclusion to that, before I drive it to where I'm going to. Now, Lot was under the covering of Abraham, loaded with cattle, loaded with silver, loaded with gold. As soon as he left under that covering, the enemy came after him. He lost the first one and recovered it. But at this time, God said to him, run for your dear life. Pick only your wife. Pick only your daughters. A man who enter a nation like a nation. Now he's running away with only his son. With only him, the wife and the two daughters. Brothers and sisters. Lot lost everything. Because he left the covering. Push your neighbor, say there is a covering. There is a covering, sir. And the Bible says. Even the wife did not make it. Somebody said the wife did not make it. As soon as they were on their way going, they started hearing the boom, 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 boom. The woman remembered the box of his wrapper, of her wrapper. Remember some of the gold and all the silver he hid somewhere. And suddenly the Bible said he looked back. And he became a pillar of salt. And Lord didn't even care. Or son to. Lot was on. But can I tell you something? Even where Lot run to, the evil still pursue him there. Because of what? He left his covering. It was where he run to that his children sensitized him and made him drunk. And the origin of his sect was introduced. Slept with the first daughter knowingly. Slept with the second daughter knowingly. Impregnated them. And they gave back to two sons. The Ammonite and the Moabite. Somebody say amen. Why? Because a man left his covering. Push your neighbor. Say, neighbor, don't joke with your covering. We've been going through wisdom series for the past 1 month. I come to ask you a question. Do you really know your covering? Believe it or not, why the journey of life continues. We will always come under coverings after covering after covering. Sir, if you are under the covering present and your mind is where you left, you will miss this one. I want to shock you this night. If you were under a covering and now grace, life moved you out from that covering to another covering, and you are in a present covering, but your eye is still on the former covering, you might finally turn to salt. That was what happened to Lot's wife. So I'm saying to you, wisdom is the ability to design your covering per time. Per time. So long as you are under that space at that moment, that is your covering. And if you joke with it, you will lose out. Push your neighbor, say, neighbor, do you know your covering? So what we are saying in summary tonight is that, brothers and sisters, there is something called a blessing. And this blessing has a channel. And the channel is men. Tonight I want to talk about the three ladder steps to catching the blessing. Three ladder steps. Number one, believe me, generally, the blessing comes from God. Someone say from God. From God. Now, on earth, there are other channels that blessing can come. But the two major sources of this blessing will come from what we call fathers. Someone say fathers. And for tonight, I will only look at your biological father and your spiritual father. Someone say biological father and spiritual father. Now, Heavenly Father, biological father, and your spiritual father. Whether you believe it or not. So long as you are from a lineage or a home, you have a father. From that physical perspective, you are entering into a new spiritual world, then you have a spiritual father. And if the blessing must flow and rest upon you, it will come from your physical, biological father or your spiritual father. But there are some of us who don't even know our father. But even those who don't know their father, if your mother is there, your mother becomes the channel of blessing. If you don't have father or mother, there must be someone that played the role of a father in your life. That is your father. You need their blessing. Now, coming under the spiritual world, you won't tell me this is your first church. No, you must have had different churches, experiencing different covering. But like I said earlier, so long as you are out of those covering, and you are now in this covering, believe it or not, this is your original covering through which the blessing will flow to you. But if you keep looking back, you will miss this one. Get me right. The other covering you've ever been with, you will not despise them. You will not throw them away. You will not abandon them. You must have a way of servicing those covering. But your main source of the blessing is the present covering where you are. But some people will be here and they will still be calling their father somewhere. Somebody say error. Error. Because if God wants to bless, He will not go from the back. He will come from the front of the man that is currently playing the role of a spiritual father. Who is your spiritual father? Is the man who played a priestly role into over your life. Who preached to you. Who counsels you. Who prays for you. That is your spiritual father. And if by extra grace, in one way or the other, encourages you physically, encourages you in some way, then you have to be careful how you deal with that person. Because he carrying something that will set you up for your next level. Somebody say amen. Now, your biological father knows where you are coming from, but your spiritual father knows where you are going to. Say amen to that. So for the future to be bright, you must learn how to align with your spiritual father. I've said all that to say to you tonight. If you must tap into the realm of the blessing, then you must cooperate with the instrument, with the channel of the blessing that God has bring you in under. Or brought you under. In other words, you may not believe me, but hear me. God knows where you are going to part time, and he knows how to program your feet to be under a particular grace that will put you to where you are going to. So it is not a mistake you are under a particular covering part time. Push your neighbor and say, neighbor, value your covering. Now, in summary, we are in the book of Genesis chapter 27. Genesis chapter 27. A lot, but I just needed to expand some things. But I'm sure the message has been passed somehow. Now watch this. In Genesis chapter 27, if you are there, can we read it from verse 1? 27 verse from verse 1. And it came to pass when Isaac, his eyes was dim, he saw that he could not see. He called Esau. He said, the son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here I am. He said, behold now, I am old. I knew not the day of my death. Verse 3. My God, take, I pray thee, thy weapon, thy quiver and thy bow, and go back to the field. Take me some venison and make me sovereign meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul. Now watch this. Watch this. This is a father to the son. He said, I have the blessing. But for the blessing to flow through me upon you, then the blessing must be activated. Push your neighbor, say, neighbor, the blessing just come. You activate the blessing. Push your neighbor, say, neighbor, if you must tap into the blessing, you must meet the requirement. Somebody say amen. Number one requirement to accessing the blessing is that you must be a good son and daughter. Say good son. Say good daughter. The blessings are not for prodigal sons. They are not for prodigal daughters. The prodigal sons might go with the blessings, but they won't go with the blessing. And the blessings without the blessing won't last. You didn't hear what I said. If you doubt me, read the book of Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son. He came to the father and said to the father, I'm of age. Give me my own share of the blessing. Give me my own cash. He was after the cash. That guy is a young boy. And they tell you, that's the beginning origin of Yahoo. Give me my own share of the cash. The Bible said the father divided. If you read documentary and hear the amount of money the father gave him, the Bible said he left with the money, millions of dollars. But you know what? So long as there is no blessing on it, it will vanish away. Say amen to that. It wasn't a long time. The Bible says he squandered everything with riches life. Brother, if you have been around these guys, I don't want to mention name, but one thing you will observe is that the way their money they come, now so they go. For 1 week, they can buy 3 cars. The next month, they sold all. Including their shirt, their shoe, they are selling everything. Because the blessing of the Lord makes rich and has no sorrow. But the blessings without the blessing will come with many sorrows and will not last. Somebody say amen. Number one, to assess the blessing, you must be a genuine son. Someone say genuine son. If you are a female, genuine daughter. And one of the ways to be a genuine son or daughter is to recognize who your father is. Who's your neighbor? Do you know your father? Some people are spiritual orphans. They don't know who their father is. Everybody is their father, but yet they are not loyal to any. They are not submissive to any. They are not honoring any. You are an orphan. No wonder the blessing is not coming. But after this night, may the blessing rest upon you. One of the criteria to accessing the blessing, you must know your father. You must acknowledge his covering over you. And thirdly, you must learn how to honor your father. Push your neighbor, say, neighbor, honor your father. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. Who is there? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. If you are there, read fast. Ephesians 6 verse 1. He said, children, obey your parents in where? In where? Parent in the law. For this is what? Honor thy what? Which is what? That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. There are too many premature deaths in our time. Because we have sons and daughters that have known more than their parents. They evaluate life. They broke rules. They take everything for granted. Just go on Facebook. 27 years, 18 years, 13 years. They are just dying. Not because they had accident. Even those that have accident, if you trace it, most of them, there is no covering over them. If there is nothing, you are not going home. Or if there is something you must go home with tonight, please, every human being you see on earth has a covering over him. It's either it's a covering of light or a covering of darkness. It's either it's a covering of blessing or a covering of a curse. Am I communicating? Can I shock you? When the blessing of God is upon you, brothers and sisters, it goes with you. It follows you like an influence. It follows you like an influence. I'm running out of time. Look at this. In the Jewish culture, watch this. The father's blessing is a formal passing on of the father's honor and authority to his oldest son. And since the oldest son was assuming the leadership responsibility of the family or tribe, he also received a double share of his father's possession. So this is a tradition to the Jews. God passed it down to Abraham, and it had been a routine for them or a tradition for them. If a father want to die, according to Genesis chapter 49, go read the story when you get home. The Bible says, Jacob said to his sons, gather you all your sons of Jacob, and I will tell you what will happen to you in the future. A man stood one place and began to predict the future of his children to the next 50 generations. Am I communicating? Say the power of a father's blessing. The father's blessing can be so powerful that even if they are not fulfilled in one's lifetime, watch this, they remain with the person's generation forever. Destiny may be a matter of chance, but blessing follows a person like a shadow. Shout amen. Blessing follows a person like a shadow. When you see a man, a woman that carry the covering of blessing, anywhere he enter, you must notice him. Tonight, may that blessing come upon you. I say he comes upon you. A father said to the sons, gather, let me give you a hint of what your future will look like. If you read the story of Daniel chapter 14, you realize that some people we are blessed, some we are cursed. As a matter of fact, the first son by name Reuben, who has the blessing as a first son and desired the second possession of the father, he was cursed instead of being blessed. Why? Because the only girl that entered his eyes was a father's concubine. When the devil wants to finish you, he will make you toy with your father. And he will disinherit you of your fatherly blessing. May that not be your portion. You know the story of Ham and Shem. If you read Genesis chapter 8, 9 and 10. The story of Noah. When Noah was drunk and was in his inner chamber. Naked. The Bible said the first son came and saw the nakedness of the father. And began to laugh. Now. When he began to laugh, he ran out and was calling the two elder brothers and said, come and see this hopeless man. He has drunk and got drunk again. Now it has come to the level of being naked. Now, because he didn't understand what was happening, the two guys he went to consult, they heard it and they were scared. Instead of rushing into the room, the Bible said they went and took wrapper and used back. I say we refuse to see the nakedness of our father. Because when you see the nakedness of your father and you broadcast it, you will be naked. You didn't hear what I said. When you make Facebook posts with the nakedness of your father, sister, brother, your own will enter Instagram, TikTok, and all the media, including Google. Am I communicating here? So one of the ways to assess the blessing of a father is to learn how to manage the weakness of your father and magnify the strength of your father. If you hear me, say I hear you. Because whether biological or spiritual, no father is perfect. There is no perfect father anywhere. Am I communicating, sir? So we've come a long way in this ministry. I can tell you that some covering we've come under. If we tell you what we suffer. But we still endure. The Bible says in the book of, you know, Hebrews chapter 12. Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame. To survive a covering, sir, you must learn to endure. Push your neighbor, say endure a little more. I know you want to give up, but endure, endure, endure. The blessing is coming. Somebody shout endure. Finally, to have access to the blessing, you must learn to honor your father. Push your neighbor, say neighbor. Where is your honor? Let's summarize it with Malachi chapter 2. The media is kicking me from there. I feel you. Sorry, sir. Sorry, ma. I'm summarizing. Malachi chapter 2. Look at what the Bible says. I know you want to go home, but give me some minutes. They don't feel some people I go, you know. Some people won't kill me from there. Look at this. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. Look at this. Let's read it. One to go. A son does what? Honoreth his father. And a servant, his master. Now watch this. Look at the question. Go ahead. If then I be a father. My God. Where is my fear? Holy there.
If I be your father.
Where is my honor?
Push your neighbor, say neighbor.
Do you have a father? When last did you honor your father?
Whether biological or spiritual, please.
After tonight, pick a phone call. Send a honor message to your father. Call your father. Say, Father, I know I have sinned. Forgive me. Now, the prodigal son lost it. But at a point, he realized himself, sir. And he said, I will arise and go back to who? To my father. It is your father that gives you feather to fly. Without a father, you have no feather. And without a feather, you will remain a vulture. Am I communicating here? It's only fathers that give a feather for one to fly. Romans chapter 8, the earnest expectation of the creature awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. It takes the blessing of a father to push the sons for manifestation. This year, 2025, somebody you will manifest. I say you will manifest. The covering of your father is coming upon you and you will manifest. Finally, if you must tap consistently into the current flow of your father's blessing, learn to be what we call the mouthpiece of your father. Push your neighbor, say mouthpiece of your father. What does that mean, sir? We're in a house, as the blessing will be a witness. One of us here, an argument broke out. And we just mentioned the guy's church name. Since that day, I've learned that lesson. We just mentioned that this church does so and so. Man, the guy want to put down the house. The guy said, you can joke with me with everything. But if you mention the church, I tell even the child in the womb know that the church in a bad church. I didn't say anything. They know, say the church, they are all no good. But this guy in red, white eye, come out, black, go inside. He said, if you mention my church name again,
I go. I say, brother, no verse. That's a mouthpiece of his church. Now, you can do the same for your father. You are a prodigal son to be in the presence of strangers tearing your father down, and you do nothing about it. Somebody say amen. Now, in honoring your father, you speak words of love to your father. You are loyal to your father. You give to your father. And you also stand and carry your father's vision. Somebody say, carry your father's vision. Shoulder your father's vision. Every father will be a proud son, a proud father, to see sons who will stand to carry their father's vision. After tonight, the vision of your father will not suffer in your hands. I said, the vision of your father will not suffer in your hand. Lift your hand and say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, from today, in any way, I evaluated the principle of father and son relationship that have denied me the blessing, that have robbed me the privilege of receiving the father blessing. Say tonight, by your mercy, say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. In any way, I have broken the principle of father and son relationship. Anyhow, I am out of order. Lord, in my relationship with my heavenly father, with my earthly father, with my spiritual father, Lord, tonight I cry out for your mercy. Somebody's not repenting. My God. In Jesus' name we pray. You cannot say, my father, in the name of Jesus, every nakedness in my life. Can I hear somebody pray? Say, my father, every form of nakedness that I've been experiencing before now because of the lack of the covering of my father upon my life, say tonight, by your mercy, say, I repent. Lift your hand one more time. You're going to say, Lord, tonight I position myself afresh under the covering of my father, my heavenly father, my biological father, my spiritual father. Say, from today, I reposition myself under their coverage, under their coverage. As I begin to honor, as I begin to be loyal, as I begin to submit, as I begin to be a blessing to my spiritual father, to my biological father, my heavenly father, Lord, from today, I reposition myself. I bring myself under their covering. I bring myself under the coverage of my blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally say, my father, every curse I've brought upon myself by my abuse of my relationship, by the abuse of my relationship with my heavenly father, my biological father, my spiritual father, say tonight, by the message of God, as I've repented, as I reposition myself, let that curse be broken. 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 Lift your voice and cry out. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 49, and Jacob said to Reuben, thou art my firstborn, the excellency of my dignity. He said, you are as unstable as water, for thou shalt not descend. But in verse 6, the Bible says, and Moses And in Deuteronomy, thereabout, 33 verse 6, Moses stood and said, let the curse over Reuben be broken. Let not his men be few. Lift your voice and say, my father, from today, I activate the voice of my father over my life. The voice of my father over my life. Let the voice of my father's blessing swallow every curse over my life, from my foundation, from my mother's house, from any evil prophet. In the name of Jesus, let the voice of the blessing of my father swallow up, swallow up, swallow up. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Lift your hands tonight. We want to pray. Hear me. I don't have all the time to tell you all the things I want to tell you, but my prayer tonight, as you go home, may you have an encounter tonight. That is something about the blessing. When Jacob was returning home after running away with the father's blessing in the wilderness, he was on his way back. Even though he had that blessing, but he knew that blessing was not perfected. When he encountered an angel, he said to the angel, I receive a blessing from my father in some way, but I have no peace. He said to this angel, add your own blessing so that my own blessing will be without sorrow. The blessing that Jacob received, sorrow was added to it because he received it cunningly. But when the angel of the Lord said to him, from today your name shall no longer be called Jacob but Israel, suddenly peace entered his heart and he was fulfilled. Tonight, everyone under the sound of my voice, I stand under the grace of my spiritual father and I prophesy in the name that is above every other name, may that blessing that makes rich and add no sorrow come upon you tonight. In the name of Jesus, come upon you tonight. In the name of Jesus, be clothed with grace, be clothed with honor, be clothed with blessing. You will not see shame again. In Jesus' name. Now, we summarize this way. We want to give our offering, but watch this. As I walked in this evening, jokingly, Brother took me to the back and showed me all the dessert rubber, dessert tank. They are all empty. Someone said they are all empty. I walked away, but my mind began to quake. The joy of a father is to see sons who can make sacrifices. It's not easy with anybody. It's not easy. We know it's not easy. But we have come to that point where we will say our father's vision must move. Someone said the vision must strive. Someone said the vision must excel. Now look at what I'm going to do tonight. I want us between now and Friday, watch this, watch this. Between now and Friday, we will give our songs. This is a sonship gathering. I've been privileged to attend conference. They call it sonship conferences. In fact, this one is a sonship conference. Somebody say amen. I want to see sons in the house. Sons who will say, I can sacrifice my meal, my 3-square meal, my 4-square. There's a shoe you want to buy this weekend. I can sacrifice that shoe and be part of the vision of my father. I want us here, as many as we are, we want to give our father, or not the father, but we give to the vision 50 liter of diesel. We will give 50 liter of diesel between now and Friday. This is the first time we are doing this in this church as sons among us. And if God help us this year, we will be doing it often. If you do it tonight, you're going to activate a realm that will make you always relevant and useful. I know it's not easy. I can tell. I know. I can see your heart is not easy. But you want to say, I want to sacrifice between now and Friday. I want to be part of this 50 liters of this. I'll give 20,000 myself. I'll give 20. Yes. I want to see. Okay, just come. Just come. Join me. Join me. Join me. You want to be part. I know it's not easy. I can tell it's not easy. Yes. Thank you. 5,000. How many are you doing, sir? All right. 2,000. 3,000. 3,000. I want us, don't see it, even if it's 1,000, I want us to give that this weekend. Some of you now, your subscription between now and Friday will run into thousands. You can just keep your phone for the next 2 days. Give that subscription to God. How much are you doing, sir? God bless you, 5,000. This is not, it's not a pledge. It's not a pledge. We want to sacrifice for our Father's vision. It is time for sons to march. It's time for us to see sons and daughters. I know it's not easy, but one way or the other, we've drank from, like this man now, I don't know how much he has drank, but some of us who've been old soldiers in this place, we've drank from the water, we've drank from the salt, everything about the vision is rubbing on us. So we should do with boldness. Do with boldness. Who is coming? Okay, let's lift our hands. Lift our hands. You can meet me later. You can do something. Be part of this. Between now and Friday, please. We wouldn't going to force you, push you around. But we will gather it together and give it to Rodan to buy diesel for son. Lift your hands, Father. We are standing in the gap. We've been praying that you will raise financial giants. Lord, this is the time. We want to be those witnesses. We want to be those little, Lord, offsprings. The Bible says the small shall become mighty. Beginning from today, out of this altar will emerge great sons and daughters. My God, I say great sons and daughters. The earnest expectation of the creature, Lord, from today will be the manifestation of the sons and daughters of Kingdom Word Alliance. Millionaires are imagined. Thousandaires are imagined. Trillionaires are imagined. Billionaires are imagined. It will begin from us. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have your offering, lift it up, Father. Please, before we go, let us arrange how the money will be given and who will give it to, and we will hand it over to whoever that is in charge. Lift your friends, Father. Everyone lifting their hands to give, we pray that our offerings will become a weapon in our hands. Weapon against emptiness, against penury, against hunger, against poverty. That after now, there will be a separation between the Egyptians and the Goshens. That after now, it shall be said in our compound, in our business places, wherever we find ourselves, that our cases are different. We will no longer be molested by finance. We will be ambassadors of God, representing God in his kingdom financially, to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have your offering, you can cast it. One more time, I want to appreciate our spiritual father for this privilege to be here tonight to share this word with us. Also, to everyone that is present tonight, God bless you, really good. Also, don't forget, on Saturday, we have resumed our prayers by 10 a.m. And also, remember Lot couldn't save Sodom because he didn't win any soul. Please save your generation. Win a soul for God. One man, one soul on Sunday. The time is 4 p.m. Let me hand over to the resident to do the summary. Welcome, sir. All right, stand to your feet as we close. Under the covering of our spiritual father, may every blessing that he has conferred on this service be upon every one of us. As we go tonight, we will begin to swim in the realm of our father's blessing. Tonight marks a new beginning in our life. We will rise and we will shine, and our light will not be dimmed. In Jesus' name we pray. The grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Surely, the message shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Push your neighbor, say neighbor, congratulations. Welcome to the realm of sonship. Enjoy the blessing of your Father.